You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 11 minutes past seven. Texas police have been defending their response to the massacre at an elementary school as more details emerge about what happened. They now say the gunman, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, was able to enter the building unobstructed. Up to an hour passed between the beginning of the attack and the moment specially trained officers gained entrance to the classroom. 19 children and two teachers were killed by Ramos, 17 others were injured. The husband of one of the teachers has reportedly died of a heart attack. Joe Garcia was the husband of Irma Garcia, who taught for 23 years at Robb Elementary School. The regional director at the Department of Public Safety, Victor Escalon, explained more about what happened during the attack.
It was reported that a school district police officer confronted the suspect that was making entry. Not accurate. He walked in unobstructed initially. So from the grandmother's house to the bar ditch to the school, into the school, he was not confronted by anybody.
Laura Garcia is a reporter with the San Antonio Express News. She outlined what's been emerging about the day of the shooting.
All day, the media has been pressuring law enforcement to find out what exactly happened when the shooter arrived at the school. When the DPS had first said when they went on that first day was that he had encountered a school resource officer. And now they're backtracking today saying no, that he did not encounter any law enforcement presence and went straight into the school. Well, that he had shot at a couple people across the street and then went into the school and was shooting towards the school. And so now things are just murky, you know, and people were asking a lot of questions, and it was a very tense press conference earlier. Along with that, you have a lot of the politics that are involved, you know, a lot of light being shown on gun control.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can you talk to us a little more about that situation on the day of the shooting? It now seems as though the gunman was in the school for quite some time before police went in. And during that time, parents were urging the police to act.
That's correct. You know, there's video that's circulating now that's very disturbing, and it's showing many parents are really begging law enforcement to act. We still don't have a clear picture of what really happened for 40 minutes to an hour. And it appears that the shooter was inside the school, had barricaded himself in there, and that law enforcement stayed outside. That's what's coming out right now. And I think that there's a lot of pressure to find out. We want to know, the press wants to know, the public wants to know, what really happened and why did they wait?
You know, Uvalde, can you talk to us about the town and about the impact that this awful, awful crime is having?
Well, Uvalde is it's a little over an hour away from San Antonio. It's about 80 miles away. It's halfway really between San Antonio and the United States-Mexico border. And so it is about 80% Hispanic, Mexican-American. And it's a very tight-knit community. There's a lot of other small towns that are around that way. They come into San Antonio to shop. And everybody knows everybody, you know, and it's so hard right now with the loss of 22 lives, you know, 19 children and two teachers. And we found out today that actually the husband of one of the teachers, he had a heart attack. And so it's... You know, it's very troubling.
People will have heard the governor of Texas say that the main issue here is mental health. But would it be fair to say that his views on gun control, that they aren't held by all Texans, especially those in more urban areas?
That's correct, really. And I think that it's a little bit hard to describe. It's not black and white, for sure. There are people like myself who grew up in South Texas, who grew up around guns, who also believe that, you know, an 18-year-old shouldn't be able to just go and get an assault rifle a day after his birthday. And it shouldn't be that easy. So there are a lot of people who, they're not wanting to ban guns outright. They're not trying to infringe on anybody's amendment rights. But You know, I think what you're seeing is in Texas, a lot of the metro areas are very blue. They are more progressive and Democrat. And then largely the rest of the state, especially the rural areas, are going to be red. And so that's kind of what's going on right now. And, you know, we have the NRA convention that is going on in Houston, which is not that far away. And Abbott actually canceled his appearance a little while ago, and he said he's going to return to Uvalde and have another press conference tomorrow. Mm. Meanwhile, there are a lot of groups that are trying to protest that are going to go to the NRA event and protest, you know, that really there should be more restrictions on how easy it is to get these sort of high-powered assault rifles.
Is there surprise, Laura, that it's going ahead in Houston, which, as you say, is not a million miles away, although I did see that some of the musicians who'd been due to perform there, including Lee Greenwood and Don McLean, have now said that they won't be going.
That's correct, yeah. And some of the politicians are pulling out as well. And I don't think it's very surprising that it's continuing. You know, because there are people who are very adamant about their gun rights here in Texas. And there's a lot of money behind it, you know, and I think that a lot of people are bringing that up, especially online, about the amount of lobbying dollars, you know, that are behind the NRA that they have with our government here.